This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Thank you, Courtney. Thank you, Ian. Let's end that conversation right there before it goes anywhere else it shouldn't, and welcome in our expert on food, dining, restaurants, and all host of other things, Ian McNulty from NOLA.com, the Times Picayune, the Advocate. Morning, Ian.
Morning, Dave. I'll just say they do things a little different down under, if you know what I mean, and leave it at that as we move on to the realm of food and drink.
Yeah, I wish I would have made the down under underwear connection, but I missed it. So it is what it is. What you been eating lately?
This is the part of summer, Dave, where, you know, it can be a challenge, right? Like you hear people talking already about back to school, and we've got Saints preseason camp starting up. You think like, oh, fall is almost here, but it's not. We know it's not. We know fall lasts until about Halloween these days. So, you know, it's a long slog ahead. But one of the things that I've found is the antidote through this summer have been little getaways, whether they're staycations or just sort of day trips. And of course, they're built around visiting restaurants and dining experiences. And
yeah, what's any staycation or vacation without a great set of meals involved? So
yeah, it's important. And for me, honestly, I mean, it's you know, some people may travel for a museum or to go skiing. Like I travel for restaurants. I travel to eat. I travel on my stomach and my culinary curiosity. And the great thing about these trips, Dave, is that you do them and they're great and it's a relief and you get out of town. And then you get to kind of relive it, you know, and this morning, actually, you know, facing another brutally hot day, I thought about just a nice jaunt that we had recently up to the North Shore, to the tranquil banks of the Trafunta River,
yes.
To check out a restaurant that was brand new, that I found super interesting. It's called Social, and it's right there on the bridge where, the swing bridge there, meets the river. Morton Seafood is across the street. Chefunked is the anchor, the two-story complex, casual downstairs, upscale upstairs, is right down the lane.
Yeah, the brew house right there too, so yeah.
Yeah, this spot used to be just a bar. It was sort of a dive bar, and honestly, last time I pulled open the door, it was, you know, beer signs, pool tables, a slight air of menace, you know, just one of those kind of rough and tumble kind of places.
A slight air of menace.
You're not from around here, are you, kind of thing. That's all.
Uh-huh.
So I say all that just to, not to disparage the old place, but to set up the disparity of expectation. The next time I open the store, now it is called Social, it is this upscale, stylish dining room and lounge with a soft beat of music, lighting sconces worked into the walls and fanciful kind of like maritime designs, sort of almost a Jules Verne look to some of the structures of the dining room and the bar. classic and futuristic all at once. Where am I? What is this place? Well, Social is the latest.
No air of menace in this place, right? Zero air of menace.
No, but lots of ceviche. So Social is a Peruvian restaurant. And if you're not familiar with Peruvian food, Tommy and I have talked about it a few times on the air here. It's one of my favorite cuisines, especially for the hot summer, because the anchors of it are, you know, fish, and it's close to its raw state, kind of marinated, cured by juices, and but just utterly light, refreshing, flavorful bursts on your palate. And the Pisco Sour, which is the national cocktail of Peru and a few other South American countries, actually, which is Pisco itself is the spirit. It's sort of a clear brandy, essentially, and they mix it up for Pisco Sour that has this sour, refreshing, kind of palate-cleansing flavor to it that, is just right for a hot summer day. So we don't have a lot, a very large Peruvian population in Southeast Louisiana. We really don't.
No, not so much, no.
We have a fair share, more than our fair share, of Peruvian restaurants because the cuisine is so compelling and it's really caught on around the country. In fact, Social, this is in Madisonville, I'm talking about right on the Chifuncta, is not even the only Peruvian restaurant on the North Shore. There's another in Slidell called Pablo's, kind of in Old Town, serving a very much more traditional Peruvian menu in a little more downscale setting. But it's fascinating to me that these Peruvian restaurants have taken root around the area. And this really is a good time to check them out in the summertime if you're after those light, fresh flavors. And just getting on the call, Dave, my mind was going back to being at that restaurant, looking out over the Chifuncta River, the boats passing by. And
the huge
thinking,
oak trees.
That's the value of a staycation, of an outing, where you get to relive those memories. And so often based around eating and drinking and food and dining. So,
all right. So there's a suggestion if people are looking for a little getaway, even if just for an hour or a day, in checking out that area of Madisonville and checking out the new Social with no air of menace whatsoever. What if I want a little air of menace? Where would you recommend I go for getting great air of menace right now?
Oh, what would be a good menacing restaurant to walk into? I don't know if I could recommend a menacing restaurant per se, but dive bars in general.
How about edgy or cutting edge?
Right. Okay, I like the way you framed that one better, because something that's been on my mind very much these last few days. Everyone out there, within the sound of my voice, you know, please take a minute to give it up to two of the icons of the '80s. Certainly, two people who didn't know they were working together at all in my mind and psyche, but boy, they did at one end of the spectrum and the other. Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Sugar Lips Hogan. I mean, the two of them going out in the same week, pretty unbelievable. I'm sorry, Harry Mangione, yeah. But you know, it was Hulk and Ozzy for me growing up in the '80s. That pretty much pegged my childhood and my young psychic development somewhere between.
All right, well, and both had a bit of an air of menace about them, so there is a tie-in there.
So if I
want to have a meal honoring either Ozzy and or Hulk Hogan, what do you recommend?
I know nowhere serving bat. I'll leave it at that. There's no place that I know is serving bat. But in the spirit of the '80s, the place that flashes into mind, well, there's a couple actually, but the one that flashes into mind is Hungry Eyes. This is a restaurant on Magazine Street. It opened just a couple years ago. The people who run it are super young. They also have Turkey and the Wolf, Molly's Rise and Shine, Hot Stuff, and all of these restaurants are different concepts, but they share the same sort of kind of inside wink and nudge, right? They're cool places. They're hip. They're almost a little cartoony in their decor and design. And they make just banging food. The flavors are terrific. The Hungry Eyes comes to mind because it is drawn up 100% as a tribute restaurant to the '80s in design, in decor, in attitude, and I'm telling you, the customers embrace it. People go there as if they fell out of a John Hughes movie on the way to the prom. You know, like
are they wearing parachute pants and leg warmers? Or
I mean, I've seen puffy sleeves on young women. You know, like women who were not alive when the John Hughes movies were coming out. We definitely know Pretty in Pink and Breakfast. Yeah,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bring the Madonna lace gloves and everything. Okay.
Yeah, right. If you ever had the urge just to jump on top of a Corvette and do a mellow sax solo while spotlights flashed behind you, a la any 1980s saxophone solo in a music video, you will feel a kinship to this place. But the food is not 80s, right? The food is very much of the moment, and it is somewhere between a restaurant and a place to drink, and the food shows that. It's sort of like modern drinking food. Well, what is that? Yeah, good question. It doesn't really fit in one box. It's not a place to go for a burger necessarily, but they have some specialties there. Like they do this dish called artichokes in the half shell, and it comes out looking like a platter of char-grilled oysters, except it's artichokes, halved artichokes, chunked artichoke hearts in this buttery, garlicky sauce. It's fantastic. They do a grilled pastrami on a skewer. The flavors just burst and pop. The martinis are great, and this will send you into the 80s. Just the atmosphere, the environment around you, you will recognize things from the past, even if you did not live through the 80s, because the 80s have lived in all of us through nostalgia and through the legacies of the great Ozzy, the great Hulkster. Just had to throw that out there before the break.
I love it. I mean, let's go there and raise a drink to Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan. And it really is amazing how I hear these radio stations that play music having 80s weekends. And I think anyone who is alive listening to that music then probably is not their target demographic audience. But for some reason, 80s music's having a revival and young people are loving it. Tim nailing it, playing the song Hungry Eyes for us as we go to break here with Ian McNulty on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Ian about the record high prices of beef, meaning steak is more expensive than ever. Hamburger is more expensive than ever. Are restaurants passing that on to their consumers? And he's posted at NOLA.com a secret about how to get some great steak at a great price. We'll let Ian McNulty talk about that. And anything else you want advice about, text us now on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Back with Ian McNulty, eating and drinking after this. Well, that cheeseburger is going to cost you more. Ground beef and all beef are at record high prices. And if you were listening to this program yesterday, you heard the ag commissioner say they're not coming down anytime soon. Fewer and fewer ranchers, fewer and fewer ranches, and other issues that make beef cattle a real challenge in today's world. And the prices are just going to keep going up. So that in mind, Ian McNulty, are restaurateurs having to pass those higher than ever beef prices on to us, the consumer, if we want a burger, a steak, or any other beef products?
Well, they have two strategies. The first is yes. And you know, that's the straightforward way. Hey, we, you know, people can read the news, hear the news that you just mentioned, and expect that the steak that was $40 is maybe going to be $42. And I think once you're in the realm of going out for steak dinner, maybe that doesn't change your calculus. The other way to do it is to make it up in the aggregate with everything else they're selling you.
Make it a loss leader. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. I think people, when they look at a restaurant where to go out, I do this. You go immediately to the entrees. Okay. What's the entree range here? Is this a $22 entree place? Is this a $32 entree place? Is this a $62 entree place? Because they're out there. I was at one last night, in fact. But not necessarily paying as close attention to how much the cocktail is or how much the sides are or the appetizer. So, you know, you've already sort of bought the ticket. You've made the reservation. You're going to the restaurant. The cocktails are $18 now instead of $12 or $14. Maybe not that dramatic a leap, but you get my point. You're already in, and so you're going to spend the money anyway. And this is not anything nefarious. I mean, people are trying to manage their businesses, and when the inputs cost them more, suddenly, often, and dramatically, they have to figure it out. And it's not just, you know, beef is the headline item here, but, you know, restaurant people have told me it's everything from, you know, the cooking oil to the cleaning supplies. You know, just things have gone up, and you know, they're having to manage it. And it is more expensive to dine out, which is why it's more expensive to go out with some intent, to go out and say, I'm going to direct my dollars over here, or I think this place is going to be the best bang for my buck, or this is worthy of my splurge. And that, of course,
yeah, that's a good point. That if you're going to eat out, you may as well make sure you're going to enjoy it. If you're going to spend more money than you've had to spend in the past for a meal, you may want to make it a really good meal. And that's, I think, a point well taken. And I think something a lot of us, maybe there's places in the past where we said, the food there's all right. We'll just go grab a bite there. Maybe all right isn't good enough anymore. And we're reserving those dining out dollars for a better experience. But I started this whole conversation because I saw the article you have posted right now at NOLA.com. New Orleans Steakhouse, beloved by celebs, has eye-popping prices, except at happy hour. So there is a way to save money and get great steak, huh?
Those are the magic words, Dave. And all summer, that's been one of my gambits. I've been trying to show people ways to engage with local restaurants and save a little money because, yes, the summer is tough for the restaurant business, but, you know, things are tough all over. You know, we're all feeling it. And so, you know, what are some ways to go out and have a good time and stretch those dollars? Restaurant happy hours are a great way to do it if you have a little flexibility, you know, especially if you can launch a little early on a Friday afternoon, you know, get to the place at 5 o'clock, something like that. You don't have to end the night when happy hour ends at 6 or 7, but, you know, you get your dinner in a little earlier and your first couple of drinks. And it's been a blast. Listeners have probably heard me talk about the two-course happy hour where I've been dotting around to different places, kind of combining deals, making it a little happy hour crawl. Great one we talked about last week was Desi Vega's downtown on St. Charles Avenue, then directly across the street to Eric Cook's restaurant, St. John, which both have very generous little full meal happy hours over on Oak Street. It was that place, Agua Santa, down the street from the sushi bar, Sukiban, back downtown, La Boca Steakhouse. They have another week or so of their fantastic happy hour, and then Maria's Oyster Bar just a block away. So combos like that, you can find details and all the stuff I just rattled off at NOLA.com. But this latest one, so this happy hour hunt has taken me all over town. This one I did not see coming. So we're talking about Moro Steak, and it's the steakhouse, the most upscale restaurant yet from Larry Morrow. He's a restaurateur. He's a New Orleans guy. He started in the club business as a promoter. Knows a lot of people. He knows a lot of celebrities. A lot of people know him. And when he opens a restaurant, people show up. He's got Morrow's down on St. Claude Avenue. He's got Sun Chong, which is sort of a flex on his Korean roots. He's black and Korean through his two sides of his family. And he's got Monday on Bienville Street up in Mid-City. Morrow's Steak opened, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago or so, and instantly it was a hit with well-heeled folks, with visiting celebrities. You know, when someone's in town for a show, you have a pretty good chance you're going to see him show up there. And it's a lush place. I mean, on the outside, it doesn't look like much. This is down in the CBD. It's in the Central Business District. You could drive past it and maybe have an inkling something's going on inside, but you pull open that door and the decor just kind of washes over you. It is a vibe for sure. And it's expensive. You know, this is the home of the $195 flaming tomahawk steak.
If you want to get the
seafood mac and cheese, yes, this is a side dish. It's $36. The gumbo is $22. You get my point. It's high.
Yes.
Not every item is high, but it's an expensive. You're paying for vibe. Vibe is not.
And zero air of menace, just for the record.
Zero air of menace, of course. No, this is actually a gorgeous, very welcoming place. The bar is fantastic, and the bar is where you get happy hour on weekdays, 4 to 6, I believe, is the offer. And that's where I discovered this steak frites dish. It was $18. You know, everything else
Wait
was in the menu. These things I just rattled off. Whoa.
Yes.
You know? And then
it's less than the mac and cheese. Okay.
Exactly. By a factor of half. Dave, this is not, you know, sometimes happy hour is like, okay, well, here's your 3 chicken wings for $5. You know, thanks for coming.
Be happy.
This is a full meal. This is exactly, I mean, this is everything I would ask for from a steak frites at a French bistro, where it would easily be twice as much. And so for a happy hour dinner to get in there before 6, I just thought it was a tremendous deal. And frankly, with all these happy hours, it's a good way to check out a restaurant that might be new to you with a lower cost of entry, lower risk.
All right. Well,
this is my
And I will ask the question because I'm sure several people have it. What is a steak frites?
Oh, steak frites. So that it's the, you know, it's a French style steak with frites, just fries on the side. But when people say frites, they usually are referring to real kind of crinkly, crispy fries, just, you know, cooked in a different way, just cooked extra. And that's, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture you posted to the article on NOLA.com now, and that looks like a very good steak and really good fries as well. So
Yeah, they both were. It was terrific. Yeah, so, that, you know, the happy hour app has been
has been
eye-opening. And, you know, like I said, it's a good way to test drive a restaurant and decide if you want to come back to the full Monty.
All right, so the info on that and many more at NOLA.com. Someone texted in and said, we have reservations at Café Degas next Friday. What do you recommend?
Lucky you. Here's the proposal. Build in a little extra time and make it a two-stopper. This is a theme for me, obviously. Whenever I go out on dates, I've always got like my number one and my number two place that I want to go. It's just a way to extend the night, makes it more fun. And Café Degas in particular, it's situated in this cluster of restaurants and shops and bars that I just love. It's like my little downtown area for mid-city Faubourg St. John. So Café Degas is the great French bistro. It feels like you're dining on an outdoor deck. It's great. Their whole menu is filled with special deals all through the summer too. So check their website. If you go on the right night, it could be a discount on wine. They're going to be doing culinary next month in August. But make it a two-point stop. Maybe go to Swirl, which is a wine bar and wine shop directly across the street. Have a glass of wine or an Aperol Spritz cocktail.
All right, pregame.
Yeah, and then go over to Café Degas. Or right next door to Café Degas, you want to feel really French at Café Degas, right next door is The Bell, a British pub where you can get a nice pint or a glass of wine or a cocktail, a Pimm's cup, something like that, and celebrate the historic friendship between the British and the French. And then make your way over to Café Degas. And there was a question in there, wasn't there?
What should they eat when they get to Café Degas?
Okay. Absolutely start with the crab and grapefruit salad. It's on the menu year round, I want to say, but right now the crab meat is just great. And this is one of my first courses almost always. It's a simple, light, beautiful, flavorful salad. The escargot there is great. The steak frites, always a go-to. If they have lamb chops rolling, that would be good too. And then save a little room for dessert because they come around with the board and bring it to your table, and you can get like the floating island or one of these classic French desserts. It's a lovely place, but please, if you can, build in a little time for a second stop, either before or after, to enjoy that neighborhood, because it's one of the one of the loveliest little intersections of New Orleans, I think.
You know, and that's an interesting point you raise. Some of these destination restaurants that we go to are in areas where there is so much more to offer. And sometimes it is kind of difficult to go and go, I'm only going here for this meal. There are a lot of places in New Orleans where you might want to make it a multi-course or a pre-party, have a few drinks, then go eat kind of situation, because we have so many great neighborhoods with so many great offerings.
Yeah, absolutely. This week is a great example of what everything you just said, because it is Tales of the Cocktail Week. If you don't know, this is a conference that happens every year around this time of year, and it brings people. It's for the industry, for people in the drinks and hospitality industry. So it's bartenders, people who represent spirit brands, who own bars around the world, and they all come to New Orleans. And you might have spotted them around town. You know, the tattoo ink to bear skin ratio has dramatically changed during the week with all these bartender and cocktail people in town. And we love them. We love having them here. But it is it's wonderful to see their eyes open up of like the richness that New Orleans has in its restaurant and particularly cocktail scene. And so if you're going to one of our bucket list destination restaurants in the French Quarter or downtown, you're probably right around the corner from a fantastic cocktail bar, cocktail destination, really, that people who are traveling from all over have on their list. And we have it in our backyard any old time. So I never regret building in a little time for a pre or post prandial and making an evening out of it.
We're talking food and dining, as we always do on Fridays with Ian McNulty of the Times-Picayune, The Advocate, NOLA.com. One more text before we have to let you go, Ian. Someone says, do you know anything about the new wine cabaret bar in Gretna called Stained Glass? I hear they're having a grand opening tonight.
A grand opening would surprise me because they've been open for about 2 years or so. But, yeah, quite familiar. It's right downtown, right in Gretna, right by the town hall there, city hall. It was originally opened by a group of folks who all met in the military and decided they could apply that can-do logistical lift to the puzzle of running a business, of running a wine bar. And it's a delight. The style is you walk in and it almost feels like a wine shop because you can see these full bottles in glass cases. And the deal is you get a little card that is sort of a preloaded value or money onto. And you go and stick the card into these cabinets and you choose whatever size pour of wine you want. Similar concept downtown called Wino, where it's a great way to try wine just by the ounce, by a small pour. Or if you're like, yeah, I'm all in, get the full glass. So it's basically you're setting yourself up for a self-guided wine tour. Or you can ask the staff there. They can help you out. But it's a fun way to try lots of different wines all at once in one spot. And it's a really nice get for Gretna and the West Bank in general to have a spot like that.
All right. And last one. Can you ask Ian about Junebug?
Junebug. Just went there recently. Speaking of cocktails, this is a place you think, is it a restaurant? Is it a bar? And then you start eating and drinking, and you're like, well, I don't care. This place is great.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's good, huh?
And it's gorgeous. This is in downtown New Orleans on Camp Street, just off of Julia, across from that that lighthouse building that everyone knows. It used to be, I think it was an art studio. But Junebug, it's been a few different restaurants through the year, but most importantly, back in the day, upstairs was a recording studio for the great Cosmo Matassa. And so there's music history kind of soaked into the beams of this building, and that's reflected in some of the ways that the current crew has redone it. Same people run Brewery St. X and Devil Moon Barbecue right around the corner. They're real pros, and they put a lot of work into this space. It is really, really pretty. The bar is gorgeous. The lounge and dining rooms are really nice, and it just kind of keeps unfolding. There's an event space next door, like bedecked in flowers. It's really pretty. I put some pictures on my Instagram about it recently because I was just there last week. But you're getting cocktails here, really good beer list too if you want to switch to that direction. And it doesn't seem intuitive, but absolutely try the foie gras with banana bread. It is foie gras mousse spread over banana bread. The banana bread is dense and chewy like a brownie. The foie gras mousse is like an icing, but it's savory. And I'm telling you, foie gras and banana is a, it doesn't sound like the two things should go together. It absolutely works, especially washed down with a nice cocktail.
But yeah, you can put together a full meal here or just get some snacks. And speaking of happy hours, they have a good one too.
Ian McNulty, always a treasure trove of great advice and information. Read his stuff at NOLA.com and in the Times-Picayune, The Advocate, and listen to him Friday mornings here on WWL. Thank you, Ian. Always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Great to be with you, Dave. Thanks and cheers, everybody. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Cheers indeed. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We're back after this. Check on WWL traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.